This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, you know, on the one hand, I kind of feel like we're about to start a Penn and Teller episode of that show whose name you cannot say on the airwaves because, well, let me just do my best impression here. I'm Penn Jillette, and democracy is BS.
But it is.
So let's hear it from one point of view. This comes to us from Zero Hedge, which means that the author of this article is Tyler Durden. Because at Zero Hedge, pretty much everybody is Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden being a reference to that guy from that movie that I didn't see until just a couple years ago, and I still don't know why everybody thinks it's the greatest thing ever made.
This guy.
I'd explain it to you.
Fight Club is the name of the movie.
But I can't tell you about Fight Club.
That's right, the second rule.
Exactly.
No, first rule.
I was going there. The second rule is the same as the first rule. You don't talk about Zero Hedge.
I got to say, this is the worst possible show to talk pop culture.
Right, but yeah, either
what you guys talk about is so obscure, nobody's heard it. I know.
The only thing he'll watch is Game of Thrones, and everything else is crap to him.
Or Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama.
Okay. Futurama, Vikings, pro wrestling, college football.
That's pretty
but
much.
But no, like, I watched the Fight Club, and I was like,
it's just Fight Club.
All right, movie. But there are some people that are like, that's the greatest thing that's ever been made. It changed my life. And I was like, really?
Who said that?
I don't think it's even in my top 10, but I do like
people say that about The Matrix, the first one, not about Fight Club. Fight Club is just fun to watch. It's just like, yeah, I want a release like that. I want to just let go and just, you know.
Then we won't bring up The Matrix episodes 4 and 5.
Uh-oh.
I heard something about those.
So, back to the article before we go further into pop culture hell. The name of this article is not The Onion, Why Elections Are Bad for Democracy, by Tyler Durden, of course. Following James Traub's mind-numbingly elitist rebuttal of the democratic rights of, quote, we the people, unquote, in favor of allowing they the elite to ensure the average Joe doesn't run with scissors, quote, it's time for the elites to rise up against the ignorant masses, unquote.
I actually like running with scissors. Just because I was, you know, told not to my whole life.
Well, there you go.
And if you hold them the right way, then, you know, like, if you trip and fall, they're not going to poke your eye out.
Okay, Daryl. Run with your scissors.
You suffer ODT as well as aspirates, we know.
What is ODT?
Oppositional Defiance Disorder.
That would be ODD.
What
you
I say?
Illiterate.
Oh, crap.
Well, illiterate
no,
man.
Sometimes the dyslexia kicks in, and that was it.
I think if Daryl were a cousin of Elizabeth Warren, his Indian name would be Runs with
what?
Scissors.
Yeah!
Running with Scissors, that's you.
Yeah.
All right. The Brexit has laid bare the political schism of our time. It's not about the left versus the right. It's about the sane versus the mindlessly angry.
But what about second Brexit?
It might come.
No, he's throwing in some Hobbit stuff.
They're trying to make it come, Mr. Shire Man, over there. Winter is coming.
There you go.
Second Brexit, for those of you that haven't seen the Facebook meme, is Ireland and Scotland leaving the United Kingdom.
Let them leave and let them watch what happens to the guys south of them, how much easier their life will become over the years, as long as some crap doesn't happen.
I'm all for peeling back the onion of bureaucracy and lack of freedom. I mean, that's what this all comes down to. So let me continue.
That's what it was all about, and everyone else is making it into something that it isn't.
No, I disagree with that.
Like racists. And,
we talked about that a little bit, and there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, this really was about liberty. This was about shedding away. I tell you, from a lot of the interviews I saw, There are certainly people in Great Britain that truly approached it from a racist angle. They don't want immigrants there to, quote, take their jobs.
Take their jobs.
And if you don't believe that's possible, for God's sakes, look at Trump's numbers.
Look at the U.S. Yeah, it is possible.
So let me continue.
And Trump's numbers, by the way, are hovering around like 35-40%.
Yeah. I think the honeymoon's over for the Donald.
But even within the Republican primaries, for the large part, his numbers were hovering around 35-40%.
But all right. The Guardian's David Van Rybrook, originally posted in The Guardian, appears willing to take the fight for elite survival even further, proclaiming, quote, "Our voting system worked well for decades, but now it is broken. There's a better way to give voice to the people. You do not ask everyone to vote on every issue. Few people really understand, but you draft a random sample of the population and make sure they come to the grips with the subject matter in order to take a sensible decision."
I've also seen a proposal to where somebody said instead of having people at large that, you know, self-select to show up to the polls, or having this, you know, like you randomly select people like you do with a jury, randomly select, all right, random name here is going to be state representative. Random name here is going to be county commissioner. And, you know, what they're saying is based on, you know, just this random sampling of random people and putting them in positions, you're not really going to be any worse off than you currently are.
And you save all that money from elections. Yeah, there's a benefit there. Let me continue here. A cross-section of society that is informed can act more coherently than an entire society that is uninformed, unquote.
So that means they're only going to choose from academics because they are educated and they know what's up and what is down. Right?
There you go. Brexit is a turning point in the history of Western democracy. Never before has such a drastic decision been taken through so primitive a procedure, a one-round referendum based on a simple majority. Never before has the fate of an entire country, of an entire continent, in fact, been changed by a single swing vote of such a blunt axe wielded by disenchanted and poorly informed citizens.
Well, then couldn't you say that every vote that's ever happened in the history of, you know, modern society has been, you know, by disenchanted, poorly informed citizens?
I think if everybody were not disenchanted, then nothing would really change, right?
Right, and
everything's good?
You know, there have been elections. There was one just recently where no one showed up to vote. Not a single person, not even the sole candidate that was on the ballot showed up to vote. But yet, the government still continued to exist. This guy was appointed to his seat, and, you know, the quote-unquote society did not crumble.
Yep. So,
well, it will, but not today and not the day that...
Right, but no, they're...
Down.
And, Conan, I know you know these people as well. They're the people that are with the Never Vote movement, where they're like, if nobody ever voted, then, you know, the governments would just cease to exist the day after the election because nobody showed up.
Yeah, I don't hear that one a whole lot. But, yes, right. Those people do exist.
There have been elections where nobody showed up and the government still existed. The people that were running for office wound up getting appointed to their seats instead of elected to their seats. And the taxes were still collected. People still had their lives messed with. They had the fruits of their labor stolen.
Yep. Sure. That's because the clause does not exist that if you do not get a certain percentage of the votes, we're just going to keep this position vacant for the next 2 years, 2 to 4 years.
So here's the writer's response to that last statement about being such a major move swung with such a blunt axe. But this is just the latest in a series of worrying blows to the health of democracy. On the surface, everything still seems fine. A few years ago, the World Values Survey, a large-scale international research project, asked more than 73,000 people in 57 countries if they believed democracy was a good way to govern a country, and nearly 92% said yes. But the same survey found that in the past 10 years around the world, there's been a considerable increase in calls for a strong leader, quote, who does not have to bother with parliament and elections, unquote.
Wow, that's
Ruh-roh.
Horrible.
Ruh-roh. We'll continue with this and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Is democracy a great, wonderful thing, and it should be used for everything, or is democracy absolutely horrible?
Are we going to vote on that?
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is democracy a good thing? Are elections bad for democracy? What exactly is democracy. Conan, what is democracy?
Isn't it the law of the people? Something like that?
No.
Isn't it 51% enslaving the other 49% and telling them that this is how things are going to be done
that's
around here?
That's the lie that we're told. That's the lie that we're told.
That's not the lie. That's the reality.
No, that is the lie.
Do I get to take a guess?
Go, Chris.
Take a guess, Chris. Mob. And then, if you're not accurate, I will explain exactly what democracy is.
Mob rule.
Yeah.
True.
51%.
No.
It's a plurality. Excuse me.
It's a plurality of people.
So only
expressing an opinion on a given day, and it's really not even a plurality. It's oftentimes a minority, a vast minority of people expressing an opinion.
It's the people who decide to get up off their butts and go.
A plurality of the people that show up.
Nobody, let me finish.
Go ahead. It's mob rule, and what else?
But that's what I was going for. So, for example, I am an elected official. I won election. I got so many votes out of so many people that actually showed up, and
you received at least a plurality of the vote.
I did, but in reality, you know, something like 20-couple percent of my town, of the people, actually voted for me.
Right. So you got a plurality of a minority, which means that it's a minority of people dictating to the majority. The lie that we're told is it's the majority that makes the rules. I remember in eighth grade being told that American democracy is majority rule, minority right. Well, the smallest minority is the individual. And if you've got a majority that gets to wind up saying what people do and it infringes on the rights of the individual, then there is no minority right. There is no such thing as individual rights. If the majority can just wind up saying we're going to do something.
And by the way, this is something that the left and the right actually agree on. That principle right there that yes, we can, if there's enough of us, we can force you to go our way or the highway. And that's something they have so much in common. If they just stopped and saw that, they would realize they're brothers and they're birds of a feather.
The true brilliance to me in that is that it's such a great way of pacifying the masses. So everybody can sit here and feel good and warm and fuzzy that they're participating in a democracy or a constitutional republic or a federal republic or whatever they want to call it. But in the end, you have a very small groups of people making decisions for hundreds and thousands of millions of times that number of people.
Yeah. And most turnouts, most people don't even show up anyway. So
right.
It's like the big presidential elections. That's when everyone shows up.
Sure.
I mean, I think that, by the way, New Hampshire had the record for turnout for the primaries. Like it was 50-something percent. They were the highest in the country. I don't know what that means, because I mean...
Nothing. It doesn't mean not nothing.
Not nothing. Well, it means that... it either means that the voting process is more alive in the minds of New Hampshireites, or...
Because we're the first primary that happens.
Or we're more enslaved to the system, and that we're trying to actually make something happen don't have any power over.
The funny thing is, if you actually go and you look at the election returns and how many people show up to vote in elections in New Hampshire, It's really only the presidential elections and the presidential primary when people show up.
Right, that's what I said.
The midterm elections, it's like 35% maybe.
So you only need this is the bread and circus that people need every 4 years to make them feel warm and fuzzy inside, like they actually did something from their armchair. It's only 15 minutes, their lunch break.
Yeah.
To go and, you know, throw something in the voter machine there. It eats it up.
So let's go back.
And you get the sticker.
Let's go back to the story here that you have, Chris, titled, Not the Onion.
Yeah.
Elections are bad, or rather, why elections are bad for democracy.
So the second statement from this article that we'll break down is, quote, trust in the institutions of democracy is also visibly declining. And in the past 5 years, the European Union Sorry,
helps if
that.
You don't mute yourself while
the
you're
European,
talking.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is the second time tonight that somebody has muted themselves while trying to talk.
But nobody two times in a row. In the past 5 years, the European Union's official research bureau found that less than 30% of Europeans had faith in their national parliaments and governments. Some of the lowest figures in years, and an indication that almost three-quarters of the people distrust their country's most important political institutions.
And I'm surprised that it's that high, because similar polls here in the United States find Congress with about a 10% approval rating.
It's lower than that, I think. Everywhere in the West, political parties, the key players in our democracies, are among the least trusted institutions in society. Although a certain skepticism is an essential component of citizenship in a free society, we are justified in asking how widespread this distrust might be and at what point healthy skepticism tips over into outright aversion. And I think we're seeing that. It's not like we've hit the tipping point, I don't think, but you have a lot more people questioning the whole system. And that's a great thing to me. There's something explosive about an era in which interest in politics grows while faith in politics declines. What does it mean for the stability of a country if more and more people warily keep track of the activities of an authority than they increasingly distrust? How much derision can a system endure, especially now that everyone can share their deeply felt opinions online? And I think this is a big part of what this goes to. I hate to keep going back to that internet thing, but really, before, people watched the news, they digested the news, and they might talk about it at work or around the,
the water, cooler.
Water cooler, and that was it.
And, of course, and if you go back even far enough, there's only three news channels to even pick from, and they were all working together.
Yeah,
but, the internet. But that might explain why the government wants to control, the FCC wants to control it so badly, because that is the way that we're getting our message, and it doesn't do them any good. It's not helping them.
Nope.
The more awake we become, but how many people are really looking at the same news feeds that we do? And I'm gonna admit that I don't watch anywhere near how much crap that Daryl siphons through. I'm still looking for them video game memes and them kitty memes and the unicorns. I still want that.
Kitties are cute.
Yes, they are.
Speaking of the internet, we have Daryl in Texas listening to us on the internet. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you were talking about how America was a democracy, and I wish that they would quit saying that, because America...
Actually, that's not what we said.
That is true. I'm sorry. I've heard so many people say, not you guys, say America was this democracy.
Yeah, we learn in school.
Our presidents have said that, like, no, we're a republic. We're a representative democracy where we elect people to represent us.
All right, hold your thought, because I want to, sort of sparse terms here, because I don't think republic means what you think it means. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking democracy. The we is me, Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And something that you don't need to vote on, or certainly we won't be taking a vote and telling you that you have to do this.
Vote with your money.
And, well, yes, you should vote with your money, and you should also concentrate on the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck, or even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My pillow is, and that's actually the name of it, it's not just the pillow that I use. It is called My Pillow.
My Pillow.
My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been sleeping on it for months, and I can say without equivocation, it is the best pillow I have ever used. These things are machine washable. You can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's ready to go again. When was the last time you actually washed a pillow? Can you imagine how many dust mites and stuff are in that? Don't worry. I have a solution. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy a pillow. Don't worry about it not being as good as I say. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. The pillow is guaranteed for 10 years. And if you use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, you will get two pillows for the price of one. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Remember, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee with a 10-year guarantee on the pillow. MyPillow.com/FTL.
Daryl, read that first line again about your head to connected to your neck or something.
In many cases, chronic headaches, neck and back pain can be solved with the right pillow.
No, you said something head to neck. You can, and I was totally thinking you were going Game of Thrones on us.
Okay, now I'm.
Oh, pay attention to the position of your head and neck.
Ned
yes,
Stark.
Yes, Ned Stark. Keep it on there. And
hey, I will say,
I didn't say pay attention to your Ned. I said your head.
Here's a little. Well, just saying, my girlfriend and I both use these pillows, and we have for the last 2 or 3 years, and they do work wonderfully.
They're absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
And you actually had to pay for your pillow. You did not get one for free.
You need to call those
like
people
a couple
up
of the hosts did.
You need to call those
yeah,
people up, Chris.
That's great. That's thank you for reminding me of that, Daryl. Anything else I've paid money
and
for?
And if you would have ordered your pillow now and used code FTL, you could have got both of those pillows for the price of one. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Let's talk about democracy.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Daryl calling in from Texas. And, Daryl, you said that it's a republic, not a democracy, and just you know want to clarify that none of us on the show tonight said that the United States is a democracy. But since you used the term republic, I want to sort of pick a nit.
Well, let's
for a
let
moment.
Him, let's let him okay. share his piece first. Absolutely.
Yeah. And one thing one of my teachers explained why we have a republic and not a democracy here was we put people in office to do things for us instead of like every time there's an issue, everybody runs to Washington, D.C., votes on the issue, then runs back home. Instead, you have people do that for you as to represent you. The problem is back when this country was started, if you wanted to vote, you had to be like a property owner or a business owner in order to vote.
Or a white man.
You want to make sure that people voting actually had skin in the game. So they wouldn't put people in office who would just, you know, pretty much screw things up like we have now.
So let me ask this question, and I will let you continue with your thought. When you say republic, can you define what you mean when you say republic?
The only define I say would be a representative democracy.
Okay.
And that's where you're going, right, Daryl? That's the agreement.
Right, because there are some people that say republic means limited government, and that's where I was really going to start picking the nit. And I'm glad you defined it the way it actually should be.
The old way where you had to have skin in the game in order to vote, I have always leaned in that direction because it does seem that one of the bigger problems in this country is that people who don't have any skin in the game can vote themselves more stuff every year and not even participate, not give to the community, not give to anything, and just get stuff pretty much for free.
Right, but you also have some people that do supposedly have skin in the game that vote to get themselves free stuff.
Correct. And yes, the big corporations are that who actually probably control everything. That's exactly what's
Donald
going on.
Donald Trump, who has admitted that he has given money to politicians, and they've done what he asked.
Yeah, and he's a huge supporter of eminent domain, which is basically, you know, telling government, take somebody's property and give it to me because I can do more better things with it and you'll get more tax money from me.
Yeah, and he's no different from Clinton in that regard.
Oh, yeah,
she does
and the
same
thing about
thing.
Eminent domain, it's kind of a side thing, is there's two sides to that coin, and trust me, I think eminent domain is awful. You have one side where they're just taking all of the land from people because they want to build a business. You also have a thing where you have, say, 100 homeowners. 99 are like, yeah, Wilson, you have that one person that says, I was born here and I will die here, and they pretty much screw over the other 99 because they won't sell. So there's another side to that coin.
Sure. If you have ideal real estate and they're not going to give you and what it's actually worth, then I would
or what you think it's worth.
Yeah, I would
right.
sit on it myself. I mean, there's that's just the way it works.
It's really in that case. It's really what I call stubbornness. Is they don't care how much it is. They're 88 years old and they're going to stay there until they die. They don't care.
Right. I can almost guarantee if you offered that 88-year-old person $20 million, they'd be like, hey, you know what? Screw it. I'll go live in a retirement home.
Yeah, even if they are being selfish and they just don't want to move because
they're right.
If they're right. I mean, who are you to take it's their absolute right to be selfish or to be greedy or to make any decision they want. You can't just take their land from them.
And that's the big thing. And when you get into the government actions that courts debate and things like that when these questions of eminent domain.
For the common good.
It is referred to as a taking. Is the taking justified? And I think that's an important word that we understand when we talk about eminent domain. It's not you're being stubborn. You may be stubborn, but you know what? It's your property, and that's something we cannot lose sight of.
Oh, I agree with you. I was just saying that that's another side of that coin.
True.
Side I agree with is just, you know, another view of it that other people may have.
That, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
But you know what I would do if I was a community organizer and I thought that piece of real estate would be best?
If you were a community organizer, you would resign because I know what type of person you are.
Okay, yeah. No, but I would.
Wow.
I would make a big deal out of it. I would write a letter to the editor, and I would get on the radio programs in the morning, and I would talk about this stubborn old man who won't sell his house for three times what it's actually worth because we want to build a...
They never offer three times what it... They barely even offer what it is valued at.
But here's where it gets all screwy is because if it's a practical reason, let's just say that I want Conan's house because they're going to build a big new freeway through there, and it's going to really make it easier for people all around to commute, and guess what? Some new factories are going in, mm-hmm. and distribution centers, and it's going to create all these jobs and tax money and all these things. The people tend to feel that, okay, well, for all those reasons, that guy really ought to give it up. And they feel that it is legal and moral it was put in place through our, quote, democracy, through our representative republic, our federal republic, however you want to say it, but suddenly because it's there, there's a feeling of rightness, that it is fair, even if it's taking.
And they believe that the community or the majority will always win out over the individual. He doesn't really have rights. We really don't have rights as individuals as long as there's enough of other peoples out there who can make my decisions for me.
Yeah, and if you think you actually own your property, try not paying the property tax.
Yep.
Daryl, thank you for the call. Your calls, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts? Democracy, is it good? Is it bad? Is democracy antithetical to freedom?
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. And they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the sham known as democracy.
Yep.
Specifically, going over an article from Zero Hedge titled, Not the Onion, Why Elections Are Bad for Democracy. But I still think that this leads into that bigger question of, is democracy antithetical to freedom itself?
Absolutely. So let me find out where exactly.
Agreed. I will say that until we represent the individual's rights, we will always be at one level of slavery. I mean, it's not 100% because we still have some things that we can do. We still got the free speech and the kind of Second Amendment and some other things.
You kind of got free speech and you kind of got the Second
Amendment. But we're still at one level or another slaves, and someone up there is less slave than I am, and he's pulling the strings and he's calling the shots.
And if anybody does not believe that we are all slaves to a degree.
To ourselves, really.
Go ahead. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard, that we're a slave to ourselves.
We're slaves to our own community. We have enslaved ourselves to our own community.
Okay. Well, when you said a slave to yourself, I was thinking you meant like you are your own slave. Like, no. Conan is my, you know, Daryl is Daryl's slave, and that's why I said that's the most absurd
thing. No. If we continue to perpetuate the system that we have, we are absolutely. We are, in a sense, we're responsible for our own slavery.
And our neighbors. We have enslaved each other, and it's a horrible situation, and we all need to wake up, pull our heads out of the sand, and be individuals.
So Robert Nozick, back in 1974, wrote a very short thing called The Tale of a Slave. And he says, consider the following sequence of cases and imagine it is about you. There is a slave completely at the master, or rather at the mercy of his brutal master's whim. He is often cruelly beaten, called out in the middle of the night, and so on. Step two.
That's almost 100% slave. He still breathes on his own, and that's about it. It's maybe 95 percentile.
The master is kindlier and beats the slave only for stated infractions of his rules, not fulfilling work quota, etc. He gives the slave some free time. The master has a group of slaves and decides how things are to be allocated among them on nice grounds, taking into account their needs, merit, etc. Step four, the master allows his slaves 4 days on their own and requires that they only work 3 days on his land. The rest of the time is their own. The master allows his slaves to go off and work in the city anywhere they wish for wages. He requires only that they send back to him 3/7 of their wages, but he still retains the power to recall them to the plantation if some emergency threatens his lands. And he can always raise or lower the 3/7 amount required to be turned over to him. He further retains the right to restrict the slaves from participating in certain dangerous activities that threaten his financial return, for example, mountain climbing or smoking cigarettes. Step 6, the master allows all of his 10,000 slaves, except you, to vote, and the joint decision is made by all of them. There is open discussion and so forth among them, and they have the power to determine to what uses to put whatever percentage of your and their earnings they decide to take, and what activities legitimately may be forbidden to you and them, etc. Number 7, he says, though you still may not vote, you are at liberty and given the right to enter into discussion with the 10,000 other slaves to try to persuade them to adopt various policies and to treat you and themselves in a certain way. They then go off to vote and decide upon policies covering the vast range of their power. Step 8, in appreciation of your useful contribution to discussions, the 10,000 slaves allow you to vote if they are deadlocked. They commit themselves to this procedure. After the discussion, you mark your vote on a slip of paper. They go off and vote. In the eventuality that they divide evenly on some issue, 5,000 for and 5,000 against, they will look at your ballot. This has never yet happened, and they've never had the occasion to open your ballot. A single master might also commit himself to letting his slaves decide any issue concerning him about which he, the master, was absolutely indifferent. Step 9. They throw your vote in with theirs. If they are exactly tied, your vote carries the issue. Otherwise, it makes no difference to the electoral outcome. The question is, what transition from step 1 to step 9 made it no longer the tale of a slave?
This is true. Very true. And
let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Boy, isn't it ironic that I turned the show on just now and you guys are talking about the exact topic that I was calling in to another talk radio show today about. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say who it was on the air, but I was calling in about the legitimacy of taxation and democracy and all this.
And I'm guessing this was a more mainstream radio program. How did they take the call about taxation?
Well, he was asking me, I said to him, I said, what obligation do I have to pay taxes? It's not legitimate because it's being taken by force. And he said to me, he's like, well, you do have an obligation. He says, because how do you expect, he used the scenario of when you go out to dinner, you split up the bill and stuff. And he didn't really let me get everything out, And I was trying, he said, you try to find a system that's better than the United States and you go move there. And when I actually tried to explain, and he mentioned anarchy, and I says, well, I'll tell you the definition of the true definition of anarchy. And he goes, no, we're not going to get into that. And he didn't really let me.
Well, you should have told him the true definition of anarchy is I'm not going out to eat. I'm staying in the night making my own food.
I have no rules.
Well, that's the thing, is I couldn't really get in a word edgewise, because I find it ironic that these other talk show hosts is they complain about the government, they complain about where their money goes after their tax, but yet they still to this day keep extending the system. And I don't I just can't understand why they're so deadlocked into doing it.
They complain about how the other party spends their money, how the left spends their party or how the right spends their money, because they know how to spend our money better than the other party. That's what they really mean.
And you know what I think the issue is when you call these other talk shows? And I think it was absolutely the case today. He's never thought about it.
It's not part of his paradigm.
Exactly. That paying taxes is just part of how it is, and it's been going on for 100 years at the federal level. It's been going on longer than that at various levels.
George Washington sent the militia to go after people that refused to pay one of his taxes. So, like,
I know.
You just have to do it.
But
George Washington thought taxes were okay.
And that's the thing, is that you were asking questions that were outside of his, not only his comfort zone, but outside of his area of knowledge, things that he has never asked himself. And I applaud you for calling shows like that and, you know, trying to toss a seed in there to go, well, wait, maybe this is something I need to think about, and maybe I need to have a better answer. Somebody calls me up and asks me that same question.
Hey, we've all seen, I think the three of us have seen the meme. The Aztecs were sacrificing hundreds of thousands of criminals and prisoners and just lower life Aztecs, and you know, and they, why were they doing it? So that the sun would come up. It was part of their culture. It's like how do we get the corn to grow well this year? We gotta sacrifice 10,000 criminals.
Yeah.
It was part of their culture. It was part of their paradigm.
Here's the thing, Colin. You just brought up a really good point. Is this the thought of taxation really isn't all about the roads in the school system? This is more of a quasi-tradition almost. It's turned into a tradition of, well, you got to pay your taxes, and then you take another bite of food, and you forget all about it. And that's where the argument ends. People aren't really looking at what this really is, and that is theft. I mean, it really is stealing. These are playground rules.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir here, though.
You don't like being bullied by me on this playground. You go find another playground with a swing set to go play on.
But that's the thing. We have to take these conversations to people that don't get it. It's easy to sit here and have this conversation on the phone, or I talk with Daryl, I talk with Codan. We all agree.
We're in a bubble.
But we have to break out of that, and we have to have these conversations and just say, you know, let's talk about that. Why do we have to do it this way? And until people start to grasp it on their own, we're not going to see changes in the way people feel.
Yeah, get you a taxation of theft shirt and wear it everywhere.
And, Chris, to answer your question, I'll use the old Southern Baptist line. We've always done it this way. We've never done it any other way.
Fair enough.
Mike, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX
That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.